Reports of TikTok sharing their users' data with Beijing have resurfaced. And to talk us through how your data may be used and how to protect it, I'm joined by David Tuffy from the School of Information and Communication and Technology at Griffith University. Good morning, David.
Morning, Zenny.
This isn't the first time we've heard reports of TikTok collecting and sharing our data. What makes this time different?
Yeah, well, for the last couple of years, TikTok have strenuously denied that user data collected from Australia, US, other countries outside of China have made their way back to China. They've said, no, no, no. But recently, there have been some leaked reports coming out of the US-based TikTok, up to 80 conversations that make it absolutely clear that that data was in fact being accessed by China, and despite their denials. So that's kind of put the cat among the pigeons. The US government have asked Google and Apple to remove TikTok from their app stores, citing that it is a threat to national security. Basically, there's a lot of data being hoovered up and used in ways that nobody really knows.
Man, so some of this, it does seem fairly innocuous, some of the data that we hand over. We do need to give our names, dates of birth, maybe the country that we're from to apps. But what more surprising bits of data might TikTok and others be collecting?
Yeah, all social media sites do this, and they get that info so that they can do really targeted advertising to keep people on the platform for longer. But there was a recent forensic examination of done by an Australian cybersecurity company that basically found that there's up to 14 trackers that emanate from the TikTok app going to external bodies, not being used internally, but being routed through to external sources. That's 13 out of the 14 for TikTok were going externally. The next most one was with YouTube. There was also 14 trackers, but most of those, if not all of them, were being used internally so that, YouTube knows what videos you might like to see.
Yeah.
Probably the most scary thing to have come out of this is that this cybersecurity company opened up the code and looked at what it's actually doing. And what they found was that when you sign up, you agree for that app to access pretty much all of the data on your phone.
Oh,
that includes that includes all your contacts, your email, your phone numbers, photos, text messages, pretty much everything.
We're sort of voluntarily giving up sort of information like our name, date of birth and country we're from, but when we're not reading the fine print and we're hitting I agree, that's also sort of saying sort of it's doing a bit something a bit darker than that and collecting everything else that sort of might be accessible on our phones.
Yeah, well, that's right. And there is no need for a social media platform to collect all of that information. It's not necessary in order to run a very good social media platform. And we give TikTok credit for being, excellent in that regard. It's probably the most popular platform in the world. Their algorithms are super smart at knowing what it is people like and showing them things. So, the thing is, this is data that is being accessed from foreign countries and used for purposes that we don't know, there's no transparency at all involved in that. So if people are using TikTok, they need to be aware that their data is being shared like that. Now, some people might say, look, I don't really care. It's fine. I just like watching videos. Okay, that's fine, but just be aware that the data is being accessed.
And before I let you go, would you sort of both say, is there ways that we can protect our data while we're using TikTok? And more to the point, would you say that it's safe to even use this app?
Look, it's Well, to the first question, you can change the privacy settings to only make your account visible to your friends. But basically, any data that is generated through the use of that app is going to be accessible to the parent company ByteDance in China. And, you know, so privacy settings aside, it's not really going to help. You could delete it. That's the nuclear option. But, you know, even then, all the data that has been collected up until that time still remains the property of TikTok and therefore ByteDance. So, look, you know, I think there's not a lot people can really do about this data sharing except not to use it at all and just, or if people aren't too worried, then, you know, use it, but just be aware that their data is finding their way back to wherever. And look, if you want to ask the question why they might do that, it's really so that information campaigns, so that they know people well enough that they can direct information campaigns towards them to persuade them, you know, to certain points of view, like, you know, who shall I vote for at the next election, that type of thing.
Oh, geez, it's terrible stuff. And I tell you what, some of the selfies that I've got on my phone are a bit salacious. Don't want them getting into the hands of TikTok. David Tuffy from Griffith University's School of Information and Communication, thanks for having a chat to us about TikTok here on 2SER Breakfast.
No worries. Thanks, Annie.